Peter Franklin calls himself the poor man's celebrity. Born and raised in the South Bronx, Franklin has been a New York City cab driver for more than 3 decades. His life changed 15 years ago when he picked up a BBC reporter. Amused by Franklin's running commentary on practically anything, the reporter interviewed Franklin for a story on the BBC World Service. NPR's Kara Gerhard reports that at that moment, Franklin became the Gabby Cabby.
8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and BBC York is already Peter Franklin's 3rd live broadcast of the day.
Right, slightly later than scheduled, we'll make our weekly leap across the Atlantic so that Old York and North Yorkshire can find out what's happening in New York. Peter Franklin, the Gabby Cabby, is live on the line. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon to you, good morning to me, and this really is live radio. I happen to be right opposite Madison Square Garden, which, by the way, is not square. It happens to be round. Why do I tell you that? Well, because I want you to know a little bit about New York.
Hong Kong had come first, then Belfast, and he's still expecting another 10 calls. Radio presenters call his cell phone. He never calls them. And in exchange, he gives them a live Roll with the Punches interview featuring his perspective on what's happening in the streets of New York City. And really, who better to check in with than a guy whose job is roaming the streets 12 hours a day? After his international radio debut, he started getting calls from a few radio stations. That gave him an idea.
You know, my mother didn't raise any stupid children. My wife and I sat down at the kitchen table, because this is before email. We wrote a letter and a fax to every single radio station on the face of the earth saying, hey, you want to know what's going on in New York? You call me Peter Franklin. I'm a New York City cab driver, the real deal.
And he proves it, masterfully maneuvering through the infamous New York traffic. He's sporting jeans and a navy polo shirt. His hair is hidden by his ever-present New York Yankees cap. Remember, he's from the South Bronx. By now, Franklin says he's done 40,000 live broadcasts in over 80 countries. A few organizations pay him for his services. He believes that the key to his popularity is due as much to his beloved New York City as it is to him.
First of all, New York belongs to everybody. We have 167 languages being spoken here. Everybody on the face of this earth has either seen a movie about New York, watched television. Number two, there isn't a day that goes by. Sometimes people say to me, do you make up your stories? And I say, what, are you kidding? I don't have to make up anything in this city. And third, all of a sudden, they got a best friend in New York.
And Franklin shares so much about his life that his listeners do view him as a friend. They know his son just graduated from West Point. They know his daughter is studying in Ireland for the summer. But he wasn't always this open.
When I first started, I never told anybody who or what I was. I guess I was a little afraid that maybe if people knew about my family, somehow, you know, I was like a celebrity and maybe they'd kidnap him. I don't know what I thought. And at some point along the way, I made a mention of something. Then I found that that made a closer identification because everybody has a family.
And so Franklin's wife and kids became a regular part of Gabby Cabby Incorporated.
What we would do is on Saturday, we would have a staff meeting. I would sit down at the kitchen table with the 3 kids and mommy too, and we would decide what stories we were gonna have for the week. And we'd also pick out what would be the best joke. And so lots of times I would say to people, they'd say, are you really a cab driver? And I'd say, yes. And then someplace along the line, I would mention my staff. And they'd say, what are you talking about, your staff? You told us you were... I said, my staff is a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
And that tradition has continued. His kids still edit and approve his story ideas today, via email, even from their college dorm rooms. And the Gabby Cabby technique of letting the audience in on his life has gathered a following of loyal listeners. Listeners who were very concerned after September 11th.
I got hundreds and hundreds of emails from listeners all over the world who were really worried about us. You know, were we okay? Were the kids okay?
The Gabby Cabby recovered with the rest of the city, and gradually humor crept back into his routine. Now, with things fairly normal, driving his cab, fielding calls from media worldwide, don't worry, he always pulls over to take a call. The 54-year-old Franklin can't imagine ever retiring from his, well, his shtick. In New York City, I'm Kara Gerhard, NPR News.